morning. Good morning, everybody. This is Mary Lou. This is the Lifestyle Call. Anyone out there this morning? Good morning. This is Mary Lou. Anyone here? The Lifestyle Body Balance Call. And I'm Mary Lou Reardon from Snoqualmie, Washington. And I've been on the Lifestyle program since it started about 5 years ago. And I have more energy, better mental clarity. My numbers at the doctor have all reversed. And I feel great. Good morning. Is anyone else here this morning? Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, this is Mary Lou. Who's this?
Mary Lou, hi. This is Linda Schultz in Minneapolis.
Well, hi, Linda.
Hi. I've been absent for 2 years, but here I am.
Oh, well, good for you.
I hope so.
So you've been absent for 2 years, and you're back on the program. Are you doing body balance? Are you doing lifestyle?
Lifestyle. I haven't started the body balance thing yet. I have to. Yesterday and today are my first days on the calls. I thought I would listen for a few days and get myself organized and refocused.
Well, good for you. I'm certainly glad that you're here. I've been sitting here talking to myself.
Oh, is there nobody else on?
I don't think so. Not yet. I jumped on about a minute late. It's funny, since we changed our clocks, I don't have one in the house, two in the house that are the same.
I know the feeling. I'm down to just one that's off, but you have to make sure you know which room you're in.
That's right.
Now, where are you, Mary Lou?
I'm in Washington State.
Okay.
Snoqualmie, Washington.
All right.
And Steve Crowfoot, you know, he records these calls.
Yes, I don't know how I knew that, but I actually went on that website a couple times yesterday, and I'm going to work out a schedule so I can go back and listen to as many as possible.
Uh-huh.
I think. Is that a good idea?
Oh, or just be on here live. We've actually got them on there for the people that, you know, miss them.
Oh, I will be on live. My schedule has changed, so I can now do this every morning.
Oh, well, that is wonderful.
But I thought maybe the history would be helpful as well.
Might be, but I think that would be difficult for me.
Okay.
Having dieted my entire life.
Okay.
I just, if you're ready to go, sign your commitment, get out your journal, and just start the program and be on here. And if you've got any questions, be sure to speak up and ask. Oops, be sure to speak up and ask the questions so that we get them answered for you.
Okay, thanks.
And have you been on Denison? Did you get a new packet?
Not yet.
Okay, and have you been to Dennis and Ruth's site and seen they've got great lifestyle information on ybhurton.biz?
I went there yesterday, but because of the time, I guess I wanted to see if they still had the website like that, so I will do that. I've got a list of things to do, so.
Okay, and the ybhurton, it used to be .com, and he and Dennis just put up this new one, ybhurton.biz, and
okay.
Gone through, and there is a lifestyle section in it.
All right.
They've got the most important thing probably is your journal, and I think there's one there, and there's also one on Steve's website with on that lifestylesupport.org.
Right, okay.
So he's got one there. And, you know, I'm certainly not discouraging you for going back and listening to all the calls. Some of them he says what is covered there.
Yes.
And, you know, if there's something specific, then, you know, he puts kind of on there what the call was about, and that's great. And then and he's got a lot of great information on there.
Okay.
And then there's also Monty's website, if you know anybody with, you know, have you been to Monty Deed's website? His life has changed from this program. He was diabetic. And
I haven't, but I think he was on the calls I was on before.
Okay.
And he had begun a rather spectacular journey already at that time.
Okay. Well, great. You're in Minneapolis, did you say?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Whose group are you in?
You mean my immediate upline? My immediate upline.
Well, or your diamond upline?
My diamond upline are the Spaders.
Oh, yeah. That's what I kind of thought, probably.
Yes.
Well, good. Okay, well, we're not here alone anymore. We've had a couple other people join us. Are you keeping points yet, Linda?
Not yet.
All right.
Give me a few days to get organized.
Okay, well, welcome. No, we're glad that you're here. And the nice thing about lifestyle is that even if you're off, you can come right back on. You know, it's pretty,
that's good.
Pretty simple. Well, let's see who else has joined us this morning. If you give your name and where you're from, and if you're keeping points, let's go ahead and go through that for just a couple of minutes here. This is Mary Lou Rarden from Snoqualmie, Washington.
Hi, this is Judy Standridge from Horseshoe Bay, Texas.
Hi,
and I
Judy.
Have a 9.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
And the reason I don't have a 10 is I still don't know how to gauge whether I'm eating a balanced meal in the evening or not. I still don't quite understand that, but I'll get there.
Well, the eye-palm method is probably the easiest.
Okay.
Looking at, you know, I don't know how complicated your meals are, but boy, for me, I just had to make sure I had my protein and I had my veggies and lots of veggies and I had my fruit. And that, I just eyeballed my plate and made sure that the protein was no bigger than the palm of my hand. And that's not counting the fingers. About the same thickness, too, as your hand. And then fill your plate up with vegetables. Some cooked and some salad, and then make sure you get some of your good fat.
Well, and you know, I can't eat all that. I don't eat all of it. So I'm wondering if it stays balanced when I leave part of it on my plate.
Well, then eat in a circle. Make sure you're having some protein and some carbs and fat.
Okay.
Protein, carbs, and fat. That's
okay.
The best thing. That's the easiest thing for me to do.
Good, thanks.
Does that help?
Yes. Well, then I probably had a 10.
All right. Bet you did. I know, what is it, 3 cups of broccoli or 10 cups of spinach? I hear what you're saying.
Well, I mean, you can't eat all that, and so I just make a great big salad and put lots of different things in it. So I guess the biggest thing is just keeping the balance of protein, carb, and fat, even if you don't eat all of it.
Yeah, and that's why it's a good idea to kind of eat in the round, really.
Okay.
Eat around your plate. I found that to be probably the easiest.
Okay.
And when you said you make a big salad with lots of things in it, a good rule of thumb that I learned a long time ago, and I still do it, is I try to make sure I've got 5 to 7 different things in my salad.
Okay.
Something I learned a long time ago from a program that I had been on, that it was very, very, very close to the Zone eating program, and that has just always stuck in my head. And you know, sometimes if you eat out and you go to a salad bar, it isn't that easy to find 5 to 7 good vegetables in there, really.
Right.
So,
right. So
that's kind of fun mm-hmm. to do that. We walk through the grocery store, and I'm walking along the vegetables, and I'm counting off 5 to 7 things. And it makes it taste a lot better, too.
Oh, yeah. It makes it a lot nicer. I love being able to eat all the things we eat on this lifestyle plan.
I know. I've never been on a program before where I couldn't eat all the food.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you just said. I can't eat my own
dinner. Well, and let me tell you what I did last night. Well, let's get into finding out who's here. I'm sorry.
Okay, great, Judy. All right. We've got Judy from Texas and Linda from Minneapolis. Who else has joined us this morning? Good morning. This is Mary Lou from Snoqualmie, Washington. Okay, Judy. Does anyone out there have any questions? You're on the Lifestyle Body Balance call, and we do want to get your questions answered if you are new to the program or if you've got any questions for us.
Mary Lou, I have a question while we're waiting. Yesterday, Char Rogers was talking about her Bible of nutrition. It was some book called Nutra Points or Nutra something.
Yeah.
Had all foods listed with the different nutritional values.
Uh-huh.
What the book is?
I do not. Did somebody else get that information?
I'll look and see if I have it.
Okay.
The point of reference at the moment was that she was looking up Asian pears.
Oh, that's right. That was for me. And you know what? I didn't get it, but I need that name too, so we'll just ask her to.
Yeah, okay.
And what were you needing for the Asian pears?
Well, I was needing to know how many carbs were in it, and I couldn't find it on any carb list that I had. Any food value list, and so I was just asking her if she knew, and she said she had a book, but I don't think it was in the book either. It seems to me that we came to the conclusion that you use it the same as a pear.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what we finally decided. You count it the same as a regular pear.
Right. Right. I bet that is right. I had this other little book here. I didn't know. I was going to look at and see if I've got it in my book. I'm sure Char has this book too, though. Did anyone else just join us?
I'm here, Mary Lou, but I have to be on mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks for being here, Nancy.
You're welcome.
We might need you. Who knows? You know, I certainly can't answer every question. Do you remember what the book was yesterday that...
No, I just heard that question, too, and I don't have that written in my notes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I'm sure that Char can certainly fill us in the next time she's on.
Yep.
Apparently she's not today.
No.
Gotta go.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Sure.
All right. Anyone else on the call? Any other questions? Okay, Judy and Linda and me. What, Judy, you had some other...
No, I was just going to tell you that last night, before I went to bed, I realized I hadn't had a snack, that my second snack of the day, and we had a party the night before where it was potluck and everybody brought stuff, and that was very hard to eat at, but I managed.
Uh-huh.
And, but someone brought coconut cream pie.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that is one of my favorites. And I hadn't had a dessert in, you know, a couple of weeks. And I went, gosh, last night I thought, okay, how could I balance this coconut cream pie? And I don't know whether I balanced it or not, but I sure had fun with it. I took the cream off of the crust. and knew that it had coconut in it, and it was a really small piece, and it had whipped cream on top of it. So I got my whipped cream can out and kind of looked at how much fat that was, and I felt like it was like 2 tablespoons was in the can I had was 2.5. I can't remember what the grams were, but it was almost a serving of fat. And then I thought, well, I don't have any protein. So I went to my refrigerator and got out low-fat cottage cheese and did 1/4 cup and mixed it with that. That sounds terrible, but I want to tell you, it tasted so good, you would believe it. It was so fun, and I went, well, at least I'm trying.
Absolutely. Isn't that incredible, Judy, that you have come this far could find something you wanted to eat, you didn't deprive yourself, sometimes that can be worse,
right.
And you balanced it.
Well, and what's so funny is that it must have settled with me okay, because I slept like a log, except my husband told me I talked all night. And then when I started thinking about it, I had dreams all night. But that happens to me frequently on the sleep system anyway. But it was so funny, because I slept very comfortably, and I woke up, you know, just normally hungry this morning.
You woke up hungry?
No, just normal. Just
okay.
Not starving, like I've got to go eat something. I woke up very content.
Wow.
So I guess I balanced it okay.
You got it pretty close to balanced, and that is very, very good. I wouldn't recommend it every night, but
no.
Golly, when you get those cravings.
Well, it was just one, there are only 2 pieces left, so I left the other piece for my husband, but it was so funny, because I thought, now can you balance a cream pie when you have it in your refrigerator?
Uh-huh.
So it worked out.
Well, we hear Ray talking here about all the ice cream that he eats. I don't know what he's doing to balance that.
We need to find out.
He's a big tease.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I just have to comment, because, Judy, you wouldn't have thought that way 2 months ago.
That's right.
I truly would not have thought that way.
You wouldn't have thought about it.
No.
That's great.
I mean, isn't that incredible?
Thanks, Nancy.
Yeah. And I know that I can remember years ago, Nancy, I'm sure you can remember this, too, when Denny and Char, after a meeting, they went out with some people, and I think they shared a piece of pie, and they ordered a side of cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, same thing.
Yeah. Cool.
You know.
Right. We will start a new recipe book with all these wonderful cream pies mixed with cottage cheese and almonds on the side.
Well, actually, that I'm going to make that cheesecake that Char gave us that recipe to, the tofu and the cottage cheese. I was so disappointed to find out that my cheesecake pan is just a tiny little pan. And
you're going to send that one down, right? I don't think I have that.
I don't have it either.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will send it down. I'm sure I got it on the computer. Actually, I had gone to the same website and had seen it myself. It came off of our, I think it came from Vitamix, but I'm sure I saved it. I will. I'll send the recipe for cheesecake, and I'm going to make it because it looks delicious and sounds delicious, and I've done that sort of thing before. So,
Mary Lou, I do have a question about the program, the lifestyle program, because just when I was rereading my book, that I got from Blue Ribbon Video.
Uh-huh.
The packet. It said it had a sheet in there that we were to sign a commitment form to send to somebody. I didn't understand who I'm supposed to send that to, because I didn't ever do that.
Oh. Well, you know, I signed mine and gave it to my upline. I gave it to Ruth.
Okay, so you just gave it. You just send it to someone in your upline.
Well, it should probably be, yeah. I mean, I think it should probably be somebody in your upline that's on the program.
Okay.
Didn't you say Chris is?
Karen. Yeah, Karen was doing it, but she hasn't been on the call. I haven't talked to her in a while.
Okay.
She's been having a health issue with her shoulder, so I don't know how much she's been doing, but I will send it to them.
Okay. Okay,
and if they're not going to be able to do lifestyle right now, I'll send it to Ruth.
Right. And they will, they'll be tickled that, to know that you're still doing this and that you're feeling so good. So, all right. Send the cheesecake recipe. I can't do two things at once.
Mary Lou, is that you who's sending the cheesecake?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I need your email, though.
Okay. It's Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z dot L-J, at gmail.com.
I'm going to read that back. Schultz dot L-J?
Yes.
At gmail.com?
Right.
Okay, and it was S-C-H-U-L-T-Z?
That's correct.
Okay, I'll add you to the lifestyle list.
And do you have mine? Do you have Judy Standridge?
I don't.
Okay, it's J Standridge, like you stand on a ridge, S-T-A-N-D-R-I-D-G-E, at mac.com.
Okay.
And what is, do you have a name that you send this under or just your personal name?
I mean, it'll probably come from Larry Reardon.
Okay.
I'll put lifestyle in the subject line.
Great.
Okay. I don't know why I set the computer up. Everybody thinks Larry sends some emails. Larry doesn't know how to send emails yet. But that's okay. Well, listen, if we don't have any more questions, I think we should get in this book. This book is valuable. And I have been through this book so many times, and I learn something new every time I read it. My problem is, does anybody know where we ended?
What book are we talking about?
A Week in the Zone.
Okay.
And I'm sure Ruth would have covered some pages on Monday. I got on Monday late, and, and people were gone.
176 someplace.
I think it is 176.
Okay, 176. Why don't the French have high rates of heart disease? Nutritionists just hate the French?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. There are a number of reasons for these surprising statistics, but I believe the major factor is that their meals are moderate in calories, rich in fruits and vegetables, and always contain protein and include fat. That's what we just talked about, Judy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's also a good definition of the zone. Then there is the so-called Spanish paradox. In the last 20 years, Spaniards have eaten more protein, more fat, and fewer grains, and their rates of cardiovascular disease are dropping. So that would be, I'm sure, your good protein, your good fat, and fewer grains. Okay, and then the Chinese eat a lot of rice. Why don't they have low rates of heart disease? Oh, the Chinese eat a lot of rice. Don't they have a low rate of heart disease? No. According to the American Heart Association, the rates of cardiovascular disease in urban Chinese males are nearly as great as in American males and Chinese females. Both rural and urban actually have greater rates of cardiovascular disease than American females. In addition, the data from American Heart Association indicates that Chinese have greater overall adult mortality than is found in Americans. These data demonstrate the danger of using epidemiological data to make far-reaching dietary assumptions. I'm concerned about the pesticides on fruits and vegetables and the hormones and antibiotics used in beef and chicken production. What should I do? Oh, these are valid concerns. You should always try to eat organic fruits, vegetables, and range-fed beef and chicken. Be prepared to pay a significantly higher price and to cope with their scarcity. Don't, however, make this an excuse for not eating the appropriate protein to carbohydrate balance at every meal. And I heard you guys talking yesterday about the Whole Foods markets. We've got a beautiful one here in Bellevue, huge, and I just love it. I mean, that's like, I used to like to go and just walk around the mall. I love to go in that store. So I didn't know it started in Austin, though, and I hope it's not too far from where we're going to be. Are you going to be?
Oh.
I'm sure you're going to be at Pathfinder Summit.
Yes, I am. I have to miss one of the days, but I'll be there, and it's not far.
Okay.
In fact, it's straight. It's on 6th Street, and I think we're on 2nd or something.
Okay, so we can walk there.
Well, no, it's too far to walk.
Four blocks?
Yeah, it's too far to walk, especially if you're going to buy anything and carry it back.
Oh.
I would park there. It's the streets are long. 2nd and 6th are long, and you need to... You have to go all the way across Congress, and we're on the opposite side of Congress.
Okay.
So it's too. I wouldn't walk. I have something to contribute on this organic fruits and vegetables. If you don't have organic, you can wash it in either a food grade hydrochloric acid that you can usually buy at a health food store, or you can ask where to buy it, and I have a source. I just don't have it handy right now. And you mix a 3% solution, so it's with water. I've never mixed it with Pymag water because mine was mixed long before it came into Nikon. And it lasts forever, and you can put a little of it in your sink and fill it with water and put your vegetables that are non-organic or that you're worried about pesticides in that. Let it soak for just a few minutes and then take it out. And if you don't have that, you can use salt and lemon. And that will help remove a lot of pesticides from your fruits and veggies and will freshen and liven up your lettuce and stuff.
Wow.
What about just using dish soap and water?
Well, if you have an organic dish soap that doesn't have anything that you wouldn't want on your food that you know, edible. But I'll tell you what else I use is Pymag water. I rinse all, even my organic vegetables, and I make a little tub of Pymag water and lay them in there. And I mean, grapes, any little withered grape just comes back to life. The lettuce just gets real crisp. And you know what I do, gals, is I take my things like... cilantro and parsley, and I cut the ends off and stick it in a glass full of Pymag water in my refrigerator, and they stay for weeks.
Oh my gosh!
And I just maybe once a week, I'll take the Pymag water out and rinse the glass and put it back in and cut the ends of stems one more time. And I mean, they do your flowers that way too.
Okay, so you cut the stems off the cilantro a little bit, the ends
just a
off
tiny
it.
Bit.
And then you stick it in a glass of water. How far down? Quite a ways?
No, I have about a 3-inch glass, and you know those stems are usually long.
Uh-huh.
And they just kind of flower over in my refrigerator, but my refrigerator looks so pretty when you open it up. There's that green staring you in the face, and I've had it work with lettuce that looks dead. I had it work with a poinsettia plant that had sat on my doorstep for 2 weeks while we were gone, never been watered. It looked like it was on its last leg, and I set it in Pymag water, and it came back to life.
Wow.
So I would use those things if you can't get, or I mean, even if you do get organic, it's sitting there. People have handled it in the grocery store, so, you know. Go ahead.
Well, I do wash all of mine in Pymag water, and I will soak them. I actually will mix up a big bowl, and I'll soak mine in there. And I agree with you. I am absolutely amazed at how it just brings life back to, you know, the wilted grape. And the lettuce lasts forever around here, and that didn't used to be the case. You know, I mean, for Larry and I can buy, like, I get these great big long hearts of romaine at Costco, this big bag that must have 6 or 7 of those heads in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, if I just go and, you know, it seems like one head of lettuce would spoil. Of course, maybe we're eating more. Maybe we're eating better.
Right.
So, well, I'm going to do this one last paragraph because I think it is really, really important. Thank you very much, Judy, for that information. That, hydrochloric acid that you talked about in that solution, if I use my Pymag water, you don't think I need that?
I don't. You know, the only thing about the 3% hydrochloric acid solution is it will take pesticides off of things. So if you have non-organic fruits, But I think lemon and salt do the same thing in water, but I would put it in Pie Mags to rinse them in.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have organic vegetables, that was the only reason I was telling you about it.
And you know, most grocery stores anymore will have a section of organic. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Everybody seems to have gotten pretty up to speed on that. You know, if you go into a grocery store of any size. So. Okay, one last thing here, and I love this. It says, I'm not overweight. Why would I need to follow this diet? And it says, the zone is not a diet. And I'm going to just say, the lifestyle is not a diet. It is a lifelong hormonal control program. Loss of excess body fat is only a pleasant and very desirable side benefit. The important reason to follow this is that it is the only dietary program which has been demonstrated to reverse the aging process. Hey! Yeah. Although the Zone Diet was originally developed for cardiovascular patients, it was extensively tested on world-class athletes. Between those two extremes lies everyone else. So if you are at your ideal weight and you want to think better, perform better, and live longer, then lifestyle is for you. I think that's a great place to end for today. So any last comments or questions before we go? What an exciting weekend month. I just got to get out of here, get off the phone, get back on it.
Thank you for doing it.
Well, thank you, Judy. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Linda, and thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
And everybody have a great day. Nancy, I replied to your email last night. You've got to read it. You're going to just crack up.
Okay.
You're going to just crack up.
Good. I'm ready for a good laugh.
Where's Nancy from?
Cleveland.
Cleveland? Okay. And what is your last name, Nancy?
Cosmin.
How do you spell it?
Cosmin.
P like in...
K as in kiss.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little glitch with my speakerphone here.
K-O-S as in Sam, M-I-N.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nancy, you and I have been on since the beginning, haven't we?
It'll be 5 years July 1st for me. I procrastinated because it sounded too complicated.
Ah.
Well, I didn't hear about the original, and then I waited 2 weeks because it sounded so complicated. Once I started, I thought, what was I waiting for? I can't believe how simple. Well, I made it simple because I wanted simple.
I know. That was, you know, I heard about that, and I was sneaking on to Char's pilot program, and I was listening in on those calls, kind of like I snuck in on Rick's very first P2 call.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And decided to get to doing them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm certainly thrilled. I'm glad that I did. So.
Well, I think it's important to also get mentally ready to do something about it.
Uh-huh.
You know, to start it and not be ready, you're doomed to fail, and that's not healthy.
That's right. And I mean, I've been on so many programs throughout my life.
Right.
This is truly a lifestyle program. This is something you can do for the rest of your life. And it's so huge, just like that last paragraph. I mean, the mental clarity and the more energy, if that is all you got, it would be definitely worth it. So, all right, everybody, have a super day. Thanks for being on here, and thanks for speaking up. And
thanks, Mary Lou.
We'll be on here tomorrow. Have a super day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.